Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 1 reads, O you children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee from the midst of Jerusalem. Blow the trumpet in Tekoa and set up a signal fire in Bath Hakerem. For disaster appears out of the north and great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a lovely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flock shall come to her. They shall pitch their tents against her all around. Each one shall pasture in his own place. Prepare war against her. Arise and let us go up at noon. Woe to us, for the day goes away, for the shadows of the evening are lengthening. Arise and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus says the Lord of hosts, cut down trees and build a mound against Jerusalem. This is the city to be punished. She is full of oppression in her midst. As a fountain wells up with water, so she welled up with her wickedness. Violence and plundering are heard in her. Before me continually are grief and wounds. Be instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean as a vine the remnant of Israel. As a grape gatherer, put your hand back into the branches. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of fury of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. I will pour it out on the children outside and on the assembly of young men together. For even the husband shall be taken with the wife, the aged with him who is full of days. And their houses shall be turned over to others, fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. Because from the very least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet, even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. Amen. Amen. Quite a negative chapter, isn't it? You think, well, you know, what a text to preach on. It's New Year, we should be looking forward, joy and gladness, and yet he preaches on Jeremiah chapter 6. Well, I'm sure you're guessing I'm going to focus on verse 16. Stand in the way and see, and ask for the old paths. But what is the problem? There is a problem with the people of God. Jeremiah describes problems with the people of God, and God has revealed it to him. In verse 2, it talks about the people of God being under attack. But this is an attack they have brought upon themselves. They are being attacked by foreigners and by outsiders and even perhaps from their own people because of the wickedness of the people. God's people are under attack. And why is that? Well, there are various hints in the passage. In verse 5, it talks about her palaces. The people of Judah are wealthy. They are rich. There are palaces in the land. Many people live in them. And yet, spiritually speaking, they are poor. 2016 is upon us. And think carefully. During this year, you may or may not find yourself richer than you are in 2015. You might be paid more. You might find you inherit money. You might find this, you might find that. A bigger this, a bit better that. But I ask you, look for riches in your spiritual life. If in 2016 you own less than you did in the previous year, but you're closer to the Lord, you've made a profit. You've made a profit. There are some terrible words in the third of Revelation in verse 17. It says, because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich. And white garments so that you may clothe yourself, that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Enrich yourself in 2016, but not with the gold and silver and the clothing of this world. Enrich yourselves in the things of Christ. The people of Judah at the time of Jeremiah are living in palaces, and yet their spiritual lives are poverty stricken. They got it the wrong way round. 2016, I pray for you, is a year of prosperity, but a year of spiritual prosperity. In verse 7, it talks about violence and plundering. These are people who don't love each other. They're violent towards each other. Not violent towards foreigners, they're violent to each other. And I ask you, it says, let there be love shared among us, that chorus. And we need to be a people of God in whichever church we come from and whichever church we represent, in our own fellowships and here, a people of love. Not a people of violence, not a people of plunder, not a people trying to trip other people up, but a people of love. In verse 10, it talks about spiritual deafness. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. There are two problems with the people of God here. Number one, they don't hear the word of God. And number two, when they do hear it, they don't like it. And therefore, as a people of God in 2016, we need to be entirely fastened to the Bible. We need to be Bible people. We need to be people of the book. And sometimes people will take a passage from the book and they'll deliver a message, the content of which is a challenge and a rebuke to us, the way we live. And we must not block our ears to it, as the people of old did, but we must open our ears to it and act upon it. When the word of God is faithfully preached, the people of God are challenged. And they were challenged back then, and they pretended not to hear. Would that we do hear. Would that we accept the challenge when offered. In verse 13, it says, because from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. They're wanting more things, coveting, wanting what other people have. Not being content with what they have. They're looking at what other people are up to, what other people are wearing, what other people drive, what other people do, what other people go on holiday to. Forget about other people. Forget what other people have. Goes further. Even the prophets and the priests are dealing that way. The people who outwardly are spiritual and ought to be spiritual, in fact, are full of hypocrisy. And for anyone in a position of authority, and that's not just me, you need to watch yourself. Because 2016 will offer you many interesting temptations. Don't fall into the trap of coveting what other people have. In verse 14, we get a different type of problem. It says, they have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Here, these prophets and priests, who most of the time are busy coveting what each other has, they are preaching a message of comfort to the people, but it's a slight comfort. They are healing the hurt of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Friends, beware of soft preaching. Beware of froth and bubble. Beware of that which is half-baked. Because it might look okay, but it will do you no good. No, I'm not saying we want people to preach who shout and scream at us. No, 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 no. But we want to make 2016 the year in which we hear the word of God in its plain truth. We don't want soft comfort. We don't want soft soap. We want to be fed on the finest of fare. We don't want to have our ears tickled. We don't want to be told peace, peace when there is no peace. We need to hear it how it is. And the people of God at the time of Jeremiah don't hear the full truth because the priests and the prophets and the preachers don't give it. But we need to be people of the book who preach the entirety of the book faithfully and truly and honestly. And in verse 20, I don't think we read this far, but it says, "For what purpose to me comes frankincense from Sheba and sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet to me." Oh, the worship of these people is most sophisticated. They don't worship God with any old incense. They get frankincense from Sheba. That's very expensive. It's very, very good. It smells magnificently. Oh, and the sweet cane from a far country. Oh, we only worship God with the best. You know, it's possible in our churches to worship God in a very high-tech, sophisticated manner. And I know at Martin Top we're probably the least sophisticated church when it comes to that kind of thing you're ever likely to see. Nevertheless, when we worship God, we're not performing. We're not putting on an act. We're not entertaining. We're self-abasing, that he might be exalted. And God is saying here to the people of God, forget your frankincense from Sheba, forget your sweet cane, forget your burnt offerings and your fancy sacrifices. I want true worship of the heart. And I pray that in 2016, we forget outward forms and stop worrying about them. And we worship God in our hearts in the true beauty of holiness. And so we come to verse 16. And verse 16 is addressed to a traveller. Now some of us on Monday, Tuesday night, when I'm off work all the days blur into one, I'm afraid, we're watching The Pilgrim's Progress, a metaphor about any Christian on this journey to the celestial city, meeting various characters going through various towns. And of course the Christian life is like a journey, isn't it? You know, we have a destination. We have an eternal home to which we aim and which we are looking forward to going to, but we're not there yet. And every year that comes, and every month that comes, we get closer to it. We get closer to that river. That's the good news. Our citizenship is in heaven. But here, the Lord is addressing the traveller. You are that traveller. I am that traveller. And this is the word of the Lord to us. Thus says the Lord, stand in the way and see. He's telling the traveller to stand and stop walking. Take stock. Reflect a while. Stop, ponder, reflect, observe. It's good to do that on this first day of this new year. Let's look at our spiritual lives. Take stock, let's reflect. Stop moving, stop doing this, stop doing that, stop doing the other. Where are you spiritually? Stand in the way and see. And here is a course of action which we are invited to take. Ask for the old paths where the good way is. There are lots of paths we might take. There are lots of paths we might take as a church. But Jeremiah here says to us, ask for the old paths where the old good way is. Let me tell you what that doesn't mean. It doesn't mean be old-fashioned. It doesn't mean you have to dress in the clothes of 100 years ago. It doesn't mean you have to keep on repeating tradition. We've always done it that way and we want to walk in the old path, so we shall keep on doing it that way. That's not what Jeremiah is saying. He's not inviting us to be out of touch or to be backward looking, constantly looking back at the past. This chapel has a great past, 200 years worth. And we're celebrating it this year, and rightly so. But we are not going to be bound by the past. We're not going to be shackled by the past. We're not going to be constantly looking back at the past. We're mindful of the present, but we're looking to the future. No, no, that's not what Jeremiah means. Ask for the old paths where the good way is. Well, what is the old path? What is the good way? Well, it's the opposite to all those things that Jeremiah was complaining about before. Once upon a time, Christians in this country were poor, but spiritually they were rich. That's the old path. Christians used to be known for their love to one another. That's the old path. Christians used to come to church with great expectation of what the Lord would say through Scripture. What will the Lord say to us today? That's the old path. Christians in the past were too busy looking to heaven to worry about what they owned and comparing their possessions to another, coveting one another. That's the old path. Preaching in the past used to be fiery and honest and sometimes hard. And I'm not saying that's always right all the time. But that's the old path. Worship in the past used to be simple. I know sometimes on a Sunday night we sing metrical psalms. Very basic. Very basic. And yet beautiful. Again, Jeremiah is not saying by walking in the old path, worship as the Puritans worshipped. He's not saying worship as the Victorians or the Reformers worshipped. But he's saying, look at the values of Scripture. That is the old path, and follow it. He says, ask for the old path where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. The narrow path is sometimes steep, isn't it? Sometimes the path is uneven and it's difficult to tread. But Jeremiah here offers, and God offers through him, rest for your souls. I don't want to be an old-fashioned Christian, but I do want to walk in the old paths. I don't want this to be known as an old-fashioned church. But I want it to be a church that walks the old path. The good old worn path, worn and trodden by saints of old. You know, friends, the gospel doesn't change, does it? Some prophets have new light, new interpretations, modern ways of looking. Forget all that rubbish. It's the same age-old gospel that we preach here. We preach Christ and Him crucified. And they'll call us old-fashioned and they'll say we're out of touch. We're out of step. Good. Because the world is dancing the wrong dance. And if we are out of step with it, then may we continue to walk the old path. Jesus said, and let's face it, I'm always apprehensive of the future. I know I ought not to be. Father, I place into your hands the things that I can't do. Let me tell you this. It's 2016. I don't know what it will hold. Bad weather? Redundancy? More bills than we have money? I don't know. But God offers us rest. And when we trust Him in our lives and for our future, 2016, 2017, 18, 19, however many more years allotted to us here on earth, when we walk in the old path, we find rest. So, come what may. 2016 can do its worst. Because when we walk the old paths, we find rest no matter what life throws at us.